Infinity Engine. Transformation Book 3 by Neil Asher. Read by Peter Noble. Haman Isambard Crowther relished the solitude of the wellhead, though of course with Owl here he was never quite as alone as he would have liked. The wellhead space station, a cylinder a mile long, hung poised at an angle over the boiling and seemingly infinite sea of the accretion disk around the laden sink black hole. Its structure was the toughest going, reinforced by the output of grav engines so the tidal forces would not tear it apart, as they had the worlds and suns whose matter made up the disk. Scaled armour of hard fields at the nose intercepted anything material that might be thrown its way, while further buzzard magnetic fields simultaneously bent lethal EMR around it and fed upon that radiation. The station sat in perfect balance, drawing energy from its environment and only occasionally having to resort to the output of its array of gigawatt fusion reactors. Crowther, his thin form occupying an interface sphere inset halfway along the body of the station, observed data flows and physical phenomena via the multitude of sensors to which the sphere connected, and processed that data in his numerous augmentations. This was his job, studying and analysing this unique black hole. He wasn't the only one watching. Owl, who had once been a spy drone during the Praedor-Human War, and had since seriously upgraded his capabilities, squatted on the skin of the station and could sense just about every known phenomenon in local and non-local space. The drone observed with a depth of perception that Crowther envied. Machine envy, some called it, the force driving human beings to become Haman, and maybe sometime in the near future, something more. Crowther ran his thin fingers through his mop of blonde hair, then relaxed and focused on the data now coming in through the Hawking dish. Given the opportunity, that was pure vacuum and a lot less in the way of matter being dumped into them. Black holes evaporated. It might take billions of years, what with the slow trickle of Hawking radiation from them. But eventually they dried up and winked out. This was supposedly the only possible real space output of such cosmic objects. Other processes operated via U-space, complex, interesting processes, that Owl and Crowther were observing too. But none of them was quite as interesting as the Hawking radiation, because from Leyden's sink it wasn't always a simple chaotic output. Occasionally radiation exited in organised form, as data. How long this had been going on, they had no idea, though according to some historical files, this data output had been detected during the war. They had no idea what it was coming from, other than the hole itself. How anything could survive in a form capable of transmitting data as Hawking radiation from behind the event horizon was more than just a puzzle. It was one of the biggest questions facing present-day polity science.
"Always behind the curve," said Crowther,
glancing through an exterior sensor pole towards Owl, just moments before the pulse of new data waned. "Always," Owl agreed. The data never revealed anything new. Whenever it indicated something apparently new, further checking showed that the discovery had been made somewhere. Crowther had been highly excited when a data pulse suggested the potential for a gravity wave weapon.
"Already being fitted to some ships," Earth Central had replied.
Additional data from the black hole had revealed further applications. U-space disruptor mines, missiles, concomitant ways of improving grav engines and grav plates, and some ways of storing or diverting the energy that runcibles, matter transmission gates, usually relayed to their buffers. He was unsurprised to discover that the leaps had already been made in the polity. But then another thought occurred, and he did some checking on timings. It seemed on universal time that sometimes the data issued from the black hole at, as near as he could calculate, the precise moment it came into being in the polity. Was this some weird kind of reflection, or a phenomenon that opened that vast can of worms called predestination?